Or 30. Make your accomplishments seem effortless. Your actions must seem natural and executed with ease. All the toil and practice that go into them, and also all the clever tricks, must be concealed. When you act, act effortlessly, as if you could do much more. Avoid the temptation of revealing how hard you work. It only raises questions. Teach no one your tricks, or they will be used against you. If we go back at law 3, conceal your intentions, and law 4, always say less than necessary, this law intertwines with those two, as many of the other ones do as well. By concealing your intentions, and by saying less than necessary, you can assist in making your accomplishments thus seem effortless. By adhering to one law, is how you conversely adhere to another. And the story of the great escape artist Harry Houdini that I'm about to tell is an illustration of this point. Observance of the law too. So everyone's heard the stories of Houdini and his miraculous acts that defy all logic and all these tricks he was able to pull off. You know, one time he escaped from a pair of manacles that were apparently the strongest ever invented. They took a gentleman actually 5 years to construct, and he was able to break free from them. You know, experts claim they'd never seen something so intricate, yet Houdini was able to escape. Houdini had escaped from a chained carcass of an embalmed half-octopus, half-whale-like beast. He had himself sealed inside an enormous envelope from which he emerged without breaking the paper. He passed through brick walls, he wiggled free through straitjackets while dangling high in the air. He leaped from bridges into icy waters, his hands manacled and his legs in chains. He had himself submerged in glass cases full of water, hands padlocked, while the audience watched in amazement as he worked himself free. In this entire time in his entire career, he had said nothing about his methods, gave no clues to how he accomplished any of his tricks. He left his audiences and critics speculating his power and reputation, enhanced by their struggles with the inexplicable. One of his most famous and awing tricks was making a 10,000-pound elephant disappear right in front of people's eyes. And a feat that he had repeated for 19 weeks in a row. No one could really explain it, because how do you make an elephant disappear in such a small auditorium? Where is it supposed to hide? Interpretation. Now, many claimed that Houdini had some type of cult-like magic through his tricks, but they didn't realize and never saw that his endless hard work and hundreds and thousands of hours of practice, which were carefully concealed from the world, was the biggest reason why he was able to achieve the things he achieved. Houdini never left anything to chance. Day and night, he studied the workings of locks, researched centuries-old sleight-of-hand tricks, pored over books on mechanics, whatever he could use. Every moment not spent researching, he spent working on his body, keeping himself limber, learning how to manipulate his muscles and breathing. An old Japanese performer had actually taught him an ancient trick of how to swallow an ivory ball and bring it back up through his throat. He practiced how to manipulate the muscles in his throat, so then he could procure other objects that would help him achieve tricks. So he would help push up the locks and keys to certain locks and little pieces of equipment through his throat. Now, for someone's acts like Houdini, where they were so awe-inspiring and amazing, making his actions seem effortless was one of the biggest critical factors to him being so popular, to him being so revered, and him having the career he had. As a person of power, you must research and practice endlessly before appearing in public. Never expose the sweat and labor behind your poise. Some think such exposure will demonstrate their diligence and honesty, but it actually just makes them look weaker, as if anyone who practiced and worked at it could do what they had done, or as if they weren't really up to the job. Keep your effort and your tricks to yourself and seem to have the grace and ease of a god. One never sees the source of a god's power revealed, only one sees its effects. Keys to power. Robert uses the example of being like flashes of lightning. What happens when there's lightning? Lightning just seems to come out of the sky. A lot of people don't understand the science behind how lightning is produced. They don't understand all the effort that it takes. So when people see the speed and ferocity of lightning flashing through the sky, they are awed by their sudden appearance, their gracefulness, the power of life and death that this natural phenomenon has. So we must emulate the sublime power of nature if we are to appear effortless in our actions. We all admire the achievement of some unusual feat, but if it is accomplished naturally and gracefully, our admiration increases tenfold. Because sometimes hard labor and sweat can illustrate an extreme lack of grace and cause some of its worth to be discounted. There's a lot of use to being able to pull off things effortlessly without showing your cards. For example, what if I just released a book tomorrow? Actually, go ahead. Go on Amazon and type my name in. Type in Alexandalas on Amazon. See what comes up. Just see. There's no reason why I can't execute this law right in front of you. What if instead of talking and blabbing and exclaiming my goals to travel the world, what if I just do it? What if I just book a plane ticket and travel to every city I've always wanted to travel to? Well, suddenly people are like, huh, how did he do that? How did she do that? I never heard of them planning that. Suddenly, you give yourself more of a lure, you give yourself a question mark over your head, a certain mystery, and this mystery makes people inquisitive, makes people curious. It depends on the effect you want to have over people. It depends how you want to inspire people. I think you can do it both ways. I don't think going all in on one and hiding all your intentions and making all your actions seem effortless is the way. But then again, I don't think showing all your work and showing everything you do and how you accomplish your things is the way either. I think you need to find a middle ground. We want to be alike to the calm, graceful performer that eases us and creates an illusion that they are not acting but being natural in themselves, even when everything they are doing involves labor and practice. We want to be the professional athlete that is able to pull off amazing skills that appears to be pulled off effortlessly and with such grace. A professional athlete is a professional athlete because they are the top 1% of what they do. They are the best. And to be the best, you have to put in an immeasurable amount of work behind the doors, but in the dark gym where people don't see you. So when you step into the stadium lights, you're ready. And everything you've practiced and rehearsed is nothing to you. You already know what's going to happen because you've done it 1,000 times. But here's a very critical part that Robert points out. There is another reason for concealing your shortcuts and tricks. When you let this information out, you give people ideas they can use against you. You lose the advantage of keeping silent. Because we tend to want the world to know what we have done. We want to have vanity gratified by having our hard work and cleverness applauded. And we may even want sympathy for the hours it has taken to reach our point of artistry. Learn to control this propensity to blab, for its effect is often the opposite of what you expected. Remember, the more mystery surrounds your actions, the more awesome your power seems. Your power to be the only one who can do what you do, and the appearance of having an exclusive gift is immensely powerful. So many people want their vanity to be stroked and gratified by other people's applaud and admiration of them. You can control the vanity of being dependent on other people for your self-worth of your feats and actions, and you suddenly become a much more stable, a much more non-reactive but responsive person. Don't let other people's praise or disdain of you determine your next action, determine your values, determine your next move. Reversal. The secrecy with which you surround your actions must seem light-hearted in spirit. A zeal to conceal your work creates an unpleasant, almost paranoid impression. You're taking the game too seriously. As long as the partial disclosure of tricks and techniques is carefully planned, rather than the result of an uncontrollable need to blab, it is the ultimate in cleverness. It gives the audience the illusion of being superior and evolved, even while much of what you do remains concealed from them. Law 30. Make your accomplishments seem effortless.